Racing this weekend at Royal Ram. We're going to have a look at the quality leagues now, try and find some winners for you. The man who can do that is Paul Joyce from RaceNet. Morning, Paul.
Yeah, good morning, Sean. Off to Randwick. We're starting to get well into the autumn now. I know it's still February, but we've got some group racing at Randwick. The track should be on the good side. I've done these for a good four. There's a little bit of showery activity around, but it's still very hot and humid, so I don't think the moisture will stick around for too long. So let's assume we've got a good four track, and if there's any major change, we'll update it on Saturday morning on between 10 and 10:30. All right, well, let's get started on this quaddie. His first leg is race six, which is the Eskimo Prince Stakes. I found this a really tough race, Sean, I've got to say, even though it's only a small field. So I've gone wide, hoping to cover our bases in the first leg. I've got five runners, 5, 2, 3, 7, and 9. I couldn't identify much speed in the race, so I put the two on-pace runners in, number 5, Bryneek, on top at the double figures. I think he's the value runner. As I said, we're getting around $10. He's only had 3 starts for 2 wins and a second. He's from the Godolphin stable. He puts himself in the race. He's first up when he won by 4.5 lengths at Canterbury. This is a step up in grade into a Group 3, no doubt, but I just think he'll get every possible favour up near the speed, and the rock-hard fit Bryneek might just take some getting past the double figures. Now, the 2 Guard of Honour, well, he's had a run back as well. He was using the Wilkes quality, and they rode him quietly there under the big weight. He wound up strongly late behind Tactical Advantage and Spending to Win. A lovely type of horse from the Chris Lee stable. They can afford to be a bit more aggressive on him second up here. And again, that race fitness on his side really helps. Now, the 3 Omo Sword, look, she's been backed off the map in early betting. She's a clear-cut favourite. She's got the form on the board. She finished second in the Golden Rose before she went for a spell. I thought she trialled well enough, but she was out the back and didn't really get involved. But that's her at a trial. That's Chris Waller at a trial. The money says she's wound up ready to go here first up. 7 Spending to Win. Another one with fitness on his side. A brilliant win first up at Canterbury. And then second up, just got outgunned there by Tactical Advantage after leading and fighting on. He could easily get to the front here and get a picnic in front. So I'm putting him into the quaddy for Peter and Paul Snowden. Best of the rest. Number 9 on the spot. He was my black booker out of the Wilkes quality behind Tactical Advantage, where he ran the best sectionals of the day. Unfortunately, I was looking for him in a Class 1 at the Provincials. He's turned up in a Group 3 race. So not very well placed under these conditions, but he's got plenty of ability, and he's $23. Who knows? If he happens to cause a boil over, I'd love to have him in the quaddy. So 5, 2, 3, 7 and 9, Sean, to get us underway. Tricky opening leg. Second leg, the China Horse Club, a Breeders' Classic, a Group 2 race. The fillies and mares, 4-year-old and up, so just the mares 4 and up, set weights and penalties. I've narrowed this one down as our risk leg. I'm only taking 2 runners, and they are number 3, Danish Twist, and 5, Flippant. There's a genuine speed here. I've got about half the field going forward. The other half will settle back. Danish Twist, she's a versatile mare. She's beautifully placed under these conditions. She's the highest rated runner in the field. She's only going to carry 55 kilos, which is 1 over the limit. She's got good first-up stats. I like the trial. She races perfectly here at Randwick. 5 starts for 2 wins and 2 placings, and she handles all conditions. So if we get a bit of rain, it won't worry her either. I think she's a safe play in the Breeders' number 3, Danish Twist. And the danger is the 5, Flippant. She's the second-highest-rated runner in the race with French Emotion. She gets in on the 54 kilos here. She gets barrier 1. And she's coming off that run at the Gold Coast where she drew 16 of 16 and was only beaten 1¾ behind Private Secretary. And I am the lady who she meets better at the weight this time around. So I think Flippant can definitely turn the tables, and I am the lady. So we've just left it with numbers 3 and 5 in the second leg. Obviously, that's our risk. Going to the third leg, Sean, it's the Star Club Handicap, a benchmark 78 over the mile. An interesting sort of race because the speed's drawn wide. Classic Uniform, Zound Koenig and Hogmanay all coming across. I've taken another 5 here. We've got 12, 8, 1, 2 and 5. So the 12's on top for us, Imanui. I like the way this Ron Quinton trained 4-year-old's come back from 2 runs from a spell over 1,400. He's been out the back attacking the line. Third up at the mile looks perfect. He's 2 from 2 at the mile. And he's getting here on 54 kilos from a perfect barrier, barrier 4. I think he gets the run of the race midfield, and he should be very hard to hold out. Number 8, Leopari. Many would say a good thing beaten last start at Randwick over the mile. I think that's a fair call. He was going to dive through and win that race comfortably, and he got chopped out at about the 100-metre mark. That was with Brenton Abdullah aboard. Brenton sticks with the ride, and I think both jockey and horse will be out to atone on Saturday. Number one, Esteban, one of the most interesting runners of the day. John Sargent put the blinkers back on, third up from a spell. This is the horse, of course, who took all before him during the winter months, and everyone had him down as a potential Caulfield Cup type. Well, we'll get to see what he's made of now, third up off a spell, up to the mile, blinkers on. He's double figures. He's ready to improve. A big watch on Esteban. The two classic uniform, very strong all the way winner last start around the round with mile. He'll take catching again with a 2 kilo claim. You have to put him in the quaddy. And the horse that'll be sitting outside him is number five, Zaun Koenig, racing in really good form this prep. He's been in the money at all four runs this preparation. And overall, his career, he's hit the mark at 9 of 12 starts in the top three. I think Huey Bowman aboard another one at double figures that we want to put in the quaddy. So it's 12, 8, 1, 2 and 5, Sean, in the third leg. Which brings us to the lucky last. Hopefully we're still alive. This is the benchmark 82 over 1,400. And we're finishing off with four runners, 5, 9, 4 and 1. My old mate got unders. He got the cash for us there last start over the 1,400 here at Randwick. It was a close finish, but that's how he is. He puts himself in the race. He fights hard and he always goes around at a big price. We're getting about $14 for got unders on Saturday. And I'm locking that in as an each-way fixed odds bet. He'll give you a great side out in front again. Number nine, Wear Shaw, attacked the line strongly, ran good sectional second up. That was a huge improvement on his first up run. No doubt he'll come on to this again. Just whether he gets that pace up front to let rip late, he'll be charging at them. He's an each-way play. The four Tower of Song went super first up, only just edged out behind Careless. That's good form at this time of year, and he'll strip fitter for the run. Also gets a 3 kilo claim for Nick Haywood. And you can't leave Deploy out. Yes, he's going up in weight. He's got to lump the 59 kilos. But he's 3 from 3 this prep since they gelded him. And it's obviously been the makings of him. So we'll go 5, 9, 4 and 1 in the final leg of the quaddy, Sean. At this stage, it's going to cost us $20 for 10% of the dividend. So right on budget. I'm confident we'll go very close to hitting it. So it's well worth a play. And as I said, Sean, if there's any major changes, if there's any big important scratchings or the track condition changes dramatically, we'll update this quaddy again on Saturday morning between 10 and 10:30 on Tab Talk. So look forward to speaking to you then, Sean. Thanks a lot.